The National Coordinator of the HIV and AIDS and Tuberculosis Response in the Health and Child Welfare Ministry, Dr. Owen Mugurungi, says government is unhappy with the uptake of the male circumcision program in the country. Dr. Mugurungi says government and other partners in the HIV and AIDS response had anticipated the program would be a huge success.
We're not happy with the response for male circumcision. We still feel that we can do better. We have only circumcised close to 8% of our target population.
The country director of the United Nations Joint Program on HIV and AIDS in Zimbabwe, or UNAIDS, Ms. Tatiana Shomiliana, says the organization is also concerned about the low uptake. Ms. Shomiliana said a lot of resources were mobilized in anticipation of the uptake of more men following their members of parliament who were circumcised at the beginning of the campaign.
As stakeholders, we need to talk more within the Zimbabwean community. The resources were to do 100,000 circumcisions. However, less than 50,000. And if we measure the end of the year circumcision, it was about 7% of the target, and it's very low.
Ms. Shomiliana said feedback from stakeholders seems to suggest that the program is not being taken because of poor messaging on the promotion of male circumcision, a situation she says is very worrying.
The analysis is now ongoing. People try to understand why. What is going on? Do we target wrong people? Do we message wrongly? And yes, messaging was not completely right. People were saying, what is that? Be a winner, get circumcised. Winner in what? What is that I'm winning? The stakeholders, the professionals now look into how we can, what we can do. Part of our collective effort when we look at the combination prevention will be about looking into how we can increase the percentage of people getting circumcised.
She adds that other research suggests that older men are less receptive to circumcision compared to younger men or boys.
Young people are more receptive. They are more responsive. So we do have champions, we do have leaders, we do have the work ongoing, but it does not get results that were expected, and very extensive consultations are underway to understand what can be done.
Dr. Mugurungi says the benefits of reducing one's chances of HIV infection and risk of cervical cancer should encourage men to take up the service.
And then encouraging all young men and women, mothers, fathers and everybody to encourage that young people get circumcised, because there is benefit not only for HIV but for personal hygiene and also for the prevention of cancers of cervix to young women. So we need to take up this and make sure that our young people are circumcised.
Interviews with a number of men reveal much more needs to be done by the government and its partners if they had to successfully sell the circumcision program to ordinary and suspicious Zimbabweans. One man who spoke on condition of anonymity views the program with suspicion. He thinks African men are being used as guinea pigs in some form of research.
So I think it's something Shavadok test will not.
I think this is something that they want to use to see how effective male circumcision is by using African countries.
Wellington Berry says he will not get circumcised for the same reasons that the program is being promoted for, adding it may give him a false sense of security, leading him to indulge in dangerous sexual exploits.
I don't think I'll be circumcised because it is painful. I also won't get circumcised because it will give a false sense of security.
But it is not every man who has negative perceptions about the practice. Moses Mtema was circumcised. He takes every opportunity to encourage friends and colleagues to go for circumcision.
The same way I was motivated by some people to get circumcised after getting information that male circumcision can reduce HIV infection by about 60%, is the same way I encourage others to be circumcised.
Government has plans to circumcise about 3 million people by the end of 2015 in its bid to reduce HIV infections in the country. But at the rate at which things are going, it looks unlikely that the target would be reached. The World Health Organization is encouraging the practice of male circumcision, saying research shows it can help prevent HIV infection in men by about 60%. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I'm Sylvia Manika.